I think because of the nature of, you know, the growth of development in Vermont too. I mean, we have to piece it together. You know, our land to support the number of animals that we have is not great enough, and we realize that to be at the level that we are, you know, otherwise we would just stay in our home farm here in Huntington and be hobbyists. But this is now our vocation and our lifestyle and our business to, you know, raise a family and provide jobs and employment for others. So we, you know, days gone by where you don't have any large contiguous tracts anymore under one ownership. We know of other family farms that are operating similarly to us, where they're piecing together lands and driving to and from just to be able to, you know, do the nature of their business. You know, that's kind of how it rolls.
Well, I think we've
2015.
Learned. Yeah, well, I think there are some large tracts, but they're still in the dairy.
And they're not in Chittenden County.
Oh, there's some. There's some large tracts in Chittenden County, but they're in the dairy industry.
Right.
But I think for us, we realized that there was really only two ways to make this financially sustainable. One would be to hobby farm basically up here and just do kind of homestead and maybe sell some things to our neighbors and have jobs outside the home. Or, you know, to be big enough to be big enough to really make a full-time living for our family, we needed to really expand. And I don't think we're a big farm by any means. You know, we don't qualify as a big farm as a state. We're not even a medium farm from a state perspective. We're still a small farm. Revenue-wise and land-wise, we're still quite small. But we needed to be big enough, from a small perspective to be financially viable. For a while there, we were kind of in the middle. We were pretty big. We had two or three, maybe four employees every season, but then it was just Beth and I. And we made ends meet, but it really was a tough place to be because we really couldn't afford the help, but we absolutely had to have it to operate. So now we need, you know, we've learned that we have to be significantly bigger to be able to afford the help that we needed to get this done.